Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind a song of mine from way back in the day called Nobody Can Take My Life Away. This is from the live worship recording called Celebrate Living. The song was born, came to me, on July 11th of 1995. Proverbs 22:4 says this, "The reward of humility, the fear of the Lord, are riches, honor, and life." And it's that life I want us to focus on today. When I write a song, I write the story of the song as quickly as I can, just so I won't forget what God was doing as a part of a legacy to my family, as a part of a journal of my life, just a remembrance of all the things the Lord has done in my life. These are the exact words I wrote about the song way back in 1995. I write this. For the past 2 years, I have hosted a worship conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma. During July of 1995, we were once again attempting to share our hearts with others concerning how to walk in greater freedom, not just in our expressions of worship, but in our very core identities. Preparing for this particular conference had been especially draining for me, so I had taken some time to be by myself at the piano in the auditorium of the building in which we were meeting. As I began to worship, I was reminded to look back and see what God had done. Only a year before, a trust had been broken in my life and my heart had been crushed. That period of my life had brought with it many days of despair and many thoughts of wondering whether life was really worth that kind of pressure. On July 12th of 1994, only a year earlier, my wife had gone into the hospital in Tulsa to give birth to our twin boys 9 weeks early. Her life had almost been taken, and the life of my boys had been nearly cut short. As I looked back, though, I began to rejoice at the hand of God, and this song was the natural result of that joy. Before I share the song with you, and I love this song, I dearly love this song, I want to quote Romans 14, verses 7 and 8 to you. It says this, "For not one of us lives for himself, and not one dies for himself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, or if we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's." Nobody can take your life away from you. Nobody, because you are the Lord's.
The overcomers tonight. Who is the giver of life? Can anyone take that away from you?
No.
What can separate you from the love of God?
Nothing.
Well, let's make that declaration here tonight, okay?
What can be seen, like
be taken away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our life cannot be taken away. I don't care if they kill us, kill our physical body. What will happen? We'll be with Jesus. My goodness. My goodness.
Father, thank you that you are the way, truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is the way, truth, and the life. Thank you for the life you have given each and every one of us. We thank you for the circumstances and everything. We give you thanks because you are that good of a God. You are amazing. Thank you for life. Thank you for being the author of life. Thank you for being our maker. Thank you for filling us with your life. Thank you for giving us the ability to live an abundant life in spite of our circumstances. We love you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus said in John 10, verses 17 and 18, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father." What's Jesus saying there? What is the bottom line of life? Whether we live or whether we die, we are with the Lord. To be absent from the human body is to be present with Christ. That should go a long way in helping us determine how we will live our lives. We can either be ruled by fear, or we can be ruled by love and faith. We can either be ruled by circumstances, or we can use those circumstances for the kingdom of God. We can have a despairing point of view, or we can have a hopeful point of view. We really do have a choice in how we live our lives. Let's do this. Let's renew our mind with this truth from the heart of Jesus in Matthew 16:25, which says, "Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Let's live like we believe that today. Hallelujah. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful, amazing wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, it's real simple. Just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching vlogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You may not know this, but this is good news. You can join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for live worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go ahead and mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church the first Wednesday of each and every month, Lord willing. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. My autobiography, Sing Over Me, is there. The follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, is there. I also have two fantasy book series. I have a brand new book called The Middle of Nowhere. I have several children's books. I also have several devotional books and even a novel called The Short Life. I think you'd enjoy it. Go to Amazon and check them out for me. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Nobody Can Take My Life, from the live recording Celebrate Living, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or go to iTunes or some other streaming service. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.